Reading from the Gospel of Mark. It came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And immediately, coming up from the water, he saw the heavens parting, and the Spirit descended upon him like a dove. Then a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." A reading from the Gospel of John. And John bore witness, saying, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him. I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'Upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God," the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Father, as the sea makes its noise and the rivers clap their hands, may we too always respond in joy and obedience for Jesus' sake. Amen. Please be seated. Following on in our Epiphany musings, today we're going to talk for a few moments about baptism of the Lord. One of the church fathers said that Jesus is never without water. Jesus is never without water. I'm not exactly sure what he had in mind when he said that. But you only have to think about the scriptures for a few minutes and the whole narrative. If you've ever been in an Easter vigil service, you get this wonderful panoramic sweep of water images. The Holy Spirit hovers over the face of the deep at the beginning of creation, and then water begins to be called out of chaos. It's through the water of the Red Sea, of course, that our deliverance comes. And the conversion of our hearts involves being sprinkled with clean water, Ezekiel tells us. Jesus says, out of our innermost hearts will flow rivers of living water. And John, towards the end of the Revelation, says, "Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and from the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city." What an image. What overwhelms me is not just that the river is the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and from the Lamb, but the lavish image through the middle of the street of the city. We're talking about a real flood here. Jesus, when he came and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, was baptized into our humanity. Fully baptized into our humanity, including taking on our baptism, the baptism of repentance that we just heard about. The baptism of repentance is not properly Jesus' baptism. That baptism is yours and mine. He had nothing to repent of, having always been an obedient son, having always been in perichoresis with the Father and Holy Spirit. And as he steps into our humanity and is fully baptized into it, even to the point of identifying with us and our need for repentance, and goes down at John's hands into the River Jordan and receives that baptism of repentance, we see such a vivid picture of that perichoresis right there. We see the economy of the Godhead. We see the dynamic relationship and the intimacy in our triune God. Jesus obeys, submits himself to this baptism, the Father speaks out his pleasure, and the Holy Spirit descends and rests. And of course, the baptism would go on and become completed in a horrible way, and in a wonderful way, when he would drink that cup that only he could drink of, and be baptized with that death that only he could be baptized with and rise from. Jesus is never without water. And as we think about water, I know it's so easy to think of it just as a symbol. There's some of it there in that basin, that font. I hope you've availed yourself of it. At least have a look at it if you walk past it. And recall the waters of Jesus' baptism. Recall the waters of your own baptism. And remember the ancient notion that a symbol is not just a picture of something, but it actually is a participation in the thing that's being imaged. I love to get some of that water on my hands, touch it to my forehead, maybe make a sign of the cross, remind myself that I am sealed with the Holy Spirit, marked as Christ's own forever, and no one can take me away. Jesus is fully baptized into our humanity. And what he offers us is a wonderful baptismal exchange. He was baptized into our death. And as we are buried with him in baptism, we arise fully immersed and filled with his life. As in Adam, all die. Even so in Christ shall all be made alive. He is our second Adam, and he is life itself.